I call the meeting of the Environment, Natural Resources, Finance, and Policy Committee to order. A quorum is present. We have a few sets of minutes to correct. Representative Purcell, have you looked at the minutes from March 12th?
Madam Chair, I'm currently looking at the minutes of March 12th, 2024.
Yes.
And I move their approval.
Representative Purcell moves the revised minutes for March 12th, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Gilman, have you had a chance to look at the minutes for March 13th?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. And would you make a motion to move their approval?
I make a motion that we move the minutes.
Great. Okay. Representative Gilman moves the revised minutes for March 13th, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Representative Finke, have you had a chance to look at the minutes from March 19th? And would you make a motion to approve, make a motion for their approval when you finish chewing? Sorry. Representative Finke moves the revised minutes for March 19th, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. Purcell, do you have a motion to approve the minutes for March 20th?
Yes, Madam Chair, that is my motion.
Representative Purcell moves the minutes for March 20th, 2024. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. Great. Well, thank you, members. First on our agenda for today is House File 4978 from Representative Hansen. And Representative Hansen, would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I move House File 4978 be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Representative Hansen, to your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House File 4978 relates to a Lyons Levee Park pedestrian bridge funding. That is in St. Paul Park, and I'm pleased to have with me today former Representative Franke, now mayor of St. Paul Park, who also brought us donuts and treats today. So welcome.
Thank you, Chair Hansen.
Welcome to the committee. Mayor Franke, please state your name for the record and proceed.
Keith Franke, mayor of St. Paul Park. First, I want to thank Chair Hansen for bringing this bill forward, and I want to thank the committee for your time. As stated, I figure since it's my first time testifying in this capacity on this side, you know, the tradition is to bring treats, so enjoy the donuts, a little bit of sugar. I know you got a lot of work ahead of you with the DE, so I'll just move forward and try to be quick. Lyons Levee Park is a nice little gem in St. Paul Park. It's one of the only public accesses to the river for people to use to enjoy the great Mississippi River, and it's located in St. Paul Park, the city which I represent. The bridge that connects the mainland to the island has become in disrepair, and one of my pet projects has become really trying to revamp this park into something beautiful that can be used not only by the public at large, but it's also used and utilized by fire departments, the DNR, Marathon Refinery for river access for safety. Multiple times there's been boating accidents, boating fires, oil spills and things like that, and the island has become a staging area for those events. And with the bridge being in such disrepair because of the ebb and flow of the river and the rise and lowering of the water, we would like to add a more permanent, sturdy structure that makes the island more accessible, not only to potential vehicles, but for maintenance, upkeep, and to allow people to access that even better. Currently, I believe the appropriation we're asking for is $400,000 to the DNR in the form of a grant, and I guess that's pretty much it. You know, we really just would like to get this done, get this moving forward, and appreciate your time. So I'll stand for any questions.
Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify on this bill? Questions from members? Representative Liz Lagarde.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank Chair Hansen and the mayor for coming here, presenting this bill, and I'm in full support. I love to see the bipartisan ship coming and seeing two colleagues working together to betterment their community. And so I think that we should do this, and I think it should move on, and I'm in full support. Thank you for bringing it forward.
Representative Hansen, closing comments.
This is a good little project. Hopefully we can do it, and when it's completed, you can visit, and we can have a little event there. So thank you for your support. I renew my motion.
Representative Hansen renews his motion that House File 4978 be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The motion prevails. Next on the agenda is Senate File 2904. Representative Hansen, would you like to move your bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would move Senate File number 2904 be placed in the General Register.
And
I will move a DE3 amendment.
Great. Representative Hansen has moved the DE3 amendment to get it before the committee. And so, Representative Hansen, I believe you have an A1 author's amendment to the DE3. Would you like to move that amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd move the A1 amendment to the DE3 amendment. And this is some technical corrections provided to us from the DNR.
Representative Hansen has moved the A1 amendment to the DE3. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. So, Representative Hansen, would you move the DE3 amendment as amended?
I would move the DE3 amendment as amended.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say no. The motion prevails. The DE3 amendment as amended is adopted. Representative Hansen, to your bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this is a minor policy bill. It's a Senate file. We tried to find essentially the least controversial provisions to place on the Senate file that we would have. We will have a further work that we're going to continue to do, but we thought it's very important to try to get a little bit done. I'm going to just read what the articles are, or Ms. Taylor could, if she would, to have the nonpartisan staff read it might be great.
Ms. Taylor.
Madam Chair, members, the DE3 has four articles. Article 1 would be the House File 3791. This is as introduced. It's the DNR's electronic licensing system. Article 2 is the Native Rough Fish Bill, House File 4015. It's the first encroachment, and that's what was as passed out at the committee. Article 3 is the Board of Water and Soil Resources Policy Bill we heard. This is the House File 3550, the second engrossment. And then Article 4 has four different bills. Sections 1 through 3 are from the Native Prairie Bank Bill, House File 3466. This is as it passed off the House floor. Section 4 is House File 3455. This is as it was laid over in committee. It had been amended, and then the additional amendment we just did further amends this. This is the Fish and Wildlife Advisory Committee section. Section 5 is from the Feral Swine and Fur Farm Bill, House File 4844. This is the first engrossment. There were some technical changes made to accommodate the fact that we weren't pulling in the entire bill. This is just Section 4, which added some definitions of feral swine and domestic hogs. And then Section 6 is from House File 4320. This is as introduced, and this is the Manure Management Plan Requirement Bill.
Any comments, Representative Hansen, before we go to anyone in the audience that wants to testify?
If there isn't anyone in the audience, I think Director Jashke could come forward, because I believe Representative Heintzman has a question.
Is there anyone, before Director Jashke comes, is there anyone who would like to testify on the bill? Great. We'll go to member questions then. And so, Representative Heintzman, I hear you have a question. Director Jashke.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Comes down.
Director, you're walking very slowly.
It's early.
My question is on 87.1. 87.14 through 87.15. And I'll just quickly read the change. Provisions that protect or mitigate impacts to public values of water courses that are not public waters. It sure would be nice to know what that means.
Director Jaschke, please state your name for the record and then proceed.
Madam Chair, members, John Jaschke, Executive Director of Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Resources. Representative Heisman, to your question, there is a set of changes in this bill, this policy bill, that are in response to a federal Supreme Court case, Sackett versus EPA, which changed the jurisdiction of the federal Clean Water Act to wetland protection and water protection in Minnesota and across the country. And so this set of provisions in this bill is intended to get us back to the same level of protection that we had in combination with state and federal authorities prior to that Supreme Court case. This particular provision addresses the areas of water courses that are not protected by the public water law and therefore are without any protection because it was only covered by the federal authority prior to that Supreme Court case.
Representative Heinzman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Jaschke, I'm just going to read it back again. Provisions that protect or mitigate impacts to public values of water courses that are not public waters. Are we talking about ditches?
Director Jaschke.
Madam Chair, members, this is about headwaters areas, and that's specifically the area that the federal government jurisdiction was removed from. They currently have existing jurisdiction on ditches, so this would only cover those areas that are headwaters above where public water definition describes the beginning of that authority, which is an area that 2 square miles or greater.
Representative Heinzman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director, I appreciate your expectations as to what this does. I will just say, I think there needs to be some wordsmithing there, at least in my opinion. Maybe there's others above our, those in the room pay grade, but I'm a little yet murky as to the potential opportunity for this to have an additional impact. I'm not saying I believe I'm the final authority on that. I'm just saying I think that maybe we could look more closely at that. I am concerned that there could be a number of other, like I said, interpretations. And if others want to join in, I would welcome that. I think there could be something missing or maybe more there than needs to be, but you're referencing federal scenarios that I'm not completely familiar with. I'm just looking at the language, and it's hard to understand what that might actually potentially be able to touch. So,
Madam Chair and Representative Heisman, those are actually very good questions because we have some of the same ones because we are not able to at this time get a clear interpretation from the federal agencies, the EPA and the Corps of Engineers, and that's why this provision is included in a rulemaking clause so that we can spend the time figuring that out. And be very glad to come and talk with you about that this year or down the road because we will not be starting on this effort until several months from now at the earliest.
Representative Heinzman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm yet unconvinced. I'd like to see something different there, but we can talk more about it, and I may have an amendment down the road.
Further discussion or questions from members? Representative Hansen, any closing comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. If you'll note that the DE were up around 90 pages of very technical and definition fixes to existing law. And I wouldn't even call them fixes. I think it's updates. The bulk of the Board of Water and Soil Resources bill was supported by the Minnesota Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts and Watershed Districts were involved. We've heard that bill before. So by having this mini policy bill, I think it helps us move and accomplish problem solving throughout the session. There will be more to come. And ask for your support. Renew my motion. for the House File, Senate File 2904 as amended.
Representative Hansen renews his motion that Senate File 2904 as amended be placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, say no.
No.
The motion prevails. Representative Hansen, any announcements?
We're meeting on Tuesday. Hopefully the snow will be finished by then.
Well, adjourned. With that, members, we will see you on Tuesday, and today we are adjourned.